This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben is a progressive champion of women's rights.
Babe, the oven's ready. Chop, chop. Time to get bacon. Daddy want pie.
Welcome to the Love Shack, baby.
Ben loves pie.
Ladies, talking love life in a white Mercedes. Baby, let us be nice to you.
Oh, yeah.
And put our advice in you. Welcome to the Love Shack, lady. Life can get crazy. You need two sexperts. Roadhouse Swayze.
Say, girl. Let me handle your man problems for you.
Yes. Time to put our advice in you. We want to tell you stuff and help you in your relationships. Now, the Love Shack segment has changed over the years. We don't really take calls like we once did.
Yeah.
It's a different climate.
Now we force calls on you.
Now, no.
Oh.
No, it's not that climate either.
Okay.
What we do as sexperts and love ambassadors is we find out about stories that involve love out in the world, and we present them, talk about them, and then give expert opinions on how they should be addressed. And now with more on sex and I mean, with more on relationships, here's Kevin.
Thank you for the very tender setup there, Ben. We begin the Love Shack of Love with the story of Hattie Retraj. Hattie is 82 years old, and she is on Tinder. Nice. All right?
Okay.
She lives in New York, and a big article came out about her this week. In fact, let me describe her a little bit for you guys. Let's say she's wearing some black leather pants, a black top, and a black leather jacket with just a little bit of a belly.
Oh, no.
It's on now.
Hattie, again, is 82.
Yes.
And as the article says, I'll read this for you. She says, I've never met a man who doesn't want to F me.
Oh, my God. Pull that, please.
Lord have mercy. Hattie's getting down.
The way you described her, she sounds like David Hasselhoff.
Hattie goes on.
Or Hellman.
She kind of looks like David Hasselhoff, too.
Yeah.
Hattie goes on three Tinder dates every week with men who are decades younger than her. The last guy that she was hooking up with was 39. She says basically she meets him on Tinder, goes to meet him at a bar and or a public place. If they have chemistry, she goes, they come to my apartment. If not, we go our own way.
Okay. So
she's not giving it out to everybody.
Well, I think
almost everybody. She's getting three a week now. Does she take them to like bingo parlors and like Luby's? Meet me at Luby's for dinner at 5 o'clock.
I think it's interesting. She's more of the old age. So like the kind of original Tinder users might work that way. And then as you go on and go forward, it's just girls who are looking for relationships and guys who are holding up fish. And
What it is now?
I mean, I think.
I thought Tinder was a hookup app.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay, hold on.
And it's just mainly not.
Ben and I are damn near 50. We're married. We don't have Tinder. And we're telling the guys that we're on Tinder what Tinder is.
Right. They're acting confused about it. Shippy, what is it?
It definitely used to be more hookup oriented before. It's kind of changed since then. They took away some of the features that made that easier, like being able to just post something that like a girl who saw it right then could like it, and you could be like, oh, so you're hanging out, and then you could figure out where you want to meet them up. But yeah, most of them now are like, I want a relationship, something serious, and I'm looking for love.
Listen to the description he just gave of that. That sounded insane.
I know. I think you can see where she's posting, and then you can go meet her there. Like, wait, what?
No,
like that?
Yeah, but that's what they would post. Like, they'd post crazy pictures, like in lingerie.
Did you guys see the picture that was circulating of David Irving's Tinder profile?
No.
I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something to the effect of I'm looking for threesomes.
Oh, no. Dion will tell you that'll take you down a deep, dark road.
Yeah. Well, he's being honest.
Yeah.
Now, Hattie, who's 82 and is in this picture, Ben, you can see that she in a gold suit there and has,
she's pregnant.
Quite the pooch.
Let me see.
She once put an ad in the paper saying she wanted to sleep with men under the age of 35, and then she was immediately hammered with the requests.
Hammered?
I think she's doing great. That girl's 82.
82, yes. She's doing really well.
She's doing great, dog.
Yeah, 82.
Yeah. What do you, I mean,
all right, what
did you expect to see, like, a grandma pulling cookies out of the oven? And like,
hello, young man.
I just, when he said 82 with a pooch.
Well, what stake do you have in her stock?
Well, here's what I want to say. If Tinder had been a thing when I was in my 20s,
you would have.
I think I would have considered it.
No, you wouldn't have.
But you know how it would have gone. We would have all been at our place over in the village, and we would have been like, dude, it's on. Who wants to do this? Let's do this. And then we all would have ended up going on a date with her.
Yeah.
Showcase. And then just seeing how it worked out. You know we would have done that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, like, when I was growing up, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was witness protection or just, but I've never really had grandparents. So I cherish that time with a valued member of our senior community.
This almost got sad.
What are you trying to do with her? I'm just trying to learn about her history and her past.
You guys are sitting around, passing around a picture of an 82-year-old, and you guys are playing paper, scissors, rock to see who goes first.
First of all, we would have been in the middle of a game.
You guys had better crap to do back then.
No, we didn't.
Sit around.
There
and
was
do
no
that.
Internet, you moron. We would have been playing a game of chase, which is right. High-speed quarters, right. And then we would have had an app that showed us Hattie, and then we would have been like, oh, my God, we have to do this. And then Matt. Meat probably would have won.
Yep.
Well.
Oh, someone texted in said I smell a show bet.
Hattie also loves watching pornography and recommends congratulating your partner when he's aroused.
What?
She also says swimming and fitness classes will help you keep fit when you're 82.
I want to go back to congratulating. That is clearly she's hanging out with her age group. We're going to congratulate them if you can get there.
That takes us to story two.
All right. Well, hold on a second. I like this idea. You know how you have an alarm goes off on your phone or the buzz you when you get a text? I would love it if my wife, this went off on her phone every time that special moment happened.
Congratulations.
Just so she knows. It's like, wait, oh, my God, no.
Showtime,
again?
It's been a week and a half. Let's go.
You've got it tied up to a megaphone outside your house as well so your neighbors know.
Congratulations.
She just puts her head down like Charlie Brown and walks back in the house.
The neighbors all start looking over going, yeah, get in there.
Don't encourage him.
Broadcast that. Let's Periscope.
Oh, true love, guys.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Just now, during this segment, my mom texted.
Oh, nice.
Just said from an earlier text, I love you too.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think they're out of range.
There's been a survey that's happened.
Are these just your thoughts born out?
I know. What is happening?
Oh, guys, here's a family member just responded to a text I sent earlier.
Guys, I just got an update on my phone. iPhone backup failed. I do not have space in my iCloud to back up this iPhone.
Sorry, dog.
There was a survey taken recently, and it was out of 3,500 people aged between 55 and 74. Okay?
Okay.
1 in 4 men says that they've reported a health problem that has affected their sex life. 1 in 6 women said the same. But it does say this. Among this group, women were less likely than men to be sexually active as they get older. So women are, and I think menopause is probably
the reason. What is the age group?
55 to 74.
Yeah, I heard life ends at 55.
You're calling it give menopause?
No, yeah, that's what they're saying. That's why they call it that, right?
Give menopause.
But it's, that wasn't it like a... It wasn't like all the rock stars got together to sing a song.
All we are saying.
Wasn't We Are the World.
Is give men a pause.
Dennis Quaid and the Sharks are singing that.
Oh, man, the Sharks.
Now, it says, though, that they did some follow-up interviews. And they were asking some people, why do you want to continue to have... just questions about that process of having sex at an older age. And the answers varied. There are many. Some, hey, it's good for your health to do it when you're old. Keep going. It's an activity, right?
Keeps you from wanting to die.
A couple people answered. Actually, a good portion of those surveyed says to show young people that we can still do it.
Oh, my God.
That's a contest.
But I don't think young people want to see that and know that.
Dude, did you not see what's up with Hattie?
Yeah, I'm like, she needs to be wearing a gown.
A freak gown.
Like, bringing some cookies out to some people and that.
Oh, she's got cookies in those ovens.
I know. I'm just saying, she needs to be focused on, like, I don't know, just probably not what she's focused on.
What, her tombstone?
What, she's had a good run. Let her do what she wants.
She needs to come up with what she wants for her epitaph there at the...
you gotta do funeral planning.
Sir.
You're 82.
Sir. Sirs.
You guys play my funeral, I'm going to have the sex.
All right, I guess that's fair.
What are 82? We're going to be. We're gonna be sitting there hoping. I just hope the Rangers win a World Series before we die.
Now we're going to be hope. God, I hope the sex robot doesn't kill me.
Also, there's going to be a male birth control pill. According to Dr. Wang.
Wait, is that the new name of this segment? Like Dr. TiVo?
Dr. Man, Wang.
You don't want to be
Dr. Wang's dirty microscope.
Yeah, Dr. Wang's dirty microscope is disgusting.
Woo! Get a black light.
Dr. Christina Wang, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
And some Wangs.
The whole family, some nice people. You guys, the many of them are doctors.
Some Wangs over.
Some fantastic.
I'm going to bring home some Wangs for dinner.
Ben's pointing out the window as the car pulls up and all the Wangs get out.
Honey, some Wangs.
Honey, the Wangs are coming over. Does the house look good? Is it all right?
Look at all the Wangs in that car. How many's in this family?
Hold on. They brought five people with them. Can you handle that many Wangs tonight? Do we have the table placements? I mean, I think were we.
That's the thing about them, though, is you never, you always like, you know, invite them over and make sure you're not in the car or anywhere around them because they'll pull out in front of you.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. They absolutely will.
You want to get out of the way at that point.
When they get out of the car, congratulations, please. The Wangs are here. Congratulations.
Congratulations. They are celebrating. Crescendo.
That's all I have on the Wangs. But I have fun stuff next if you guys want.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.